Hi, I'm John O'Donnell, and I'm a Microsoft Dynamics evangelist from Chicago, and here today at the Dynamics CRM User Group Summit in Orlando, Florida, and here today with two MVPs, Mitch and Donna. So Mitch, could you introduce yourself?
My name is Mitch Milam with CRM Accelerators out of Dallas, Texas.
And Donna?
Donna Edwards with Visionaire out of Wilmington, North Carolina.
So let's talk about it. First of all, how long have you both been MVPs?
I've been MVP for a little bit over, around 4 years.
Okay.
And this is my second year as an MVP.
Tell us a bit about, if people aren't familiar with the term MVP, what exactly is it and what's it mean?
What's it mean? MVP is Most Valuable Professional, and it's a title that Microsoft awards you on an annual basis for your contributions and giving back to the community, in this case for Dynamics CRM.
Yes, I agree 100% with what Mitch had to say. It's an awesome award that Microsoft gives to us when we're engaged with the community, helping them with their Dynamics CRM application, getting better use out of it, leveraging it, supporting the community, answering their questions, and it's really an honor and a privilege to be able to be a part of that.
So I'm assuming it gives you obviously better access to the product team as well?
Absolutely better access. So we have a direct line into the product team, so when we run into issues that we need their help on, we have a direct line to them.
Well, just give me a quick overview about, first of all, your company. You know, what your company focuses on?
I focus mostly on CRM development, extending, training developers.
Okay. Donna?
And the company where I work, they're currently a Microsoft Gold partner. They don't resell the CRM application, but they use the application in-house.
Okay.
So I support, you know, over 100 users in-house at full integration with Great Plains and various other applications. And I also do consulting on the side. Since Visionaire is not a CRM reseller, that's
right.
A conflict forming.
Okay. Well, tell us a bit about the CRM UG. I mean, obviously, we're outside here in 88-degree weather, and it's pretty warm. So tell us a bit about how the conference has gone.
CRM UG has just been an awesome conference. There are a number of people that have gathered here that are CRM users, and they're here to find real-world solutions for their problems, learn how to better leverage the application to increase user adoption, and we have a team of domain experts here to
right.
support them in doing that.
Okay. And would it be fair to say that CRM UG, you see a bigger percentage of actual end users rather than partners?
Yeah, versus Convergence, the other show. CRM UG is actually people who already have the product.
Okay.
And they're trying to better their skills from that point of view, not tire kicking and wanting to do a sales thing. This is actually people who want to get better at what they already do.
So from that perspective, from my perspective, it means it's valuable in that you get to meet with the people who are actually using it on a day-to-day basis rather than partners who are just trying to either sell it or learn and get better on developing on it.
That's right. Yep. So you get to get all of that feedback. How are the
yep.
other users implementing solutions? What are they doing with it? How are they solving their problems? So it really works to be a great event for those end users. And we also find a lot of people here that are looking to roll out the CRM.
Okay.
So they're here to learn more about it and to get connected with people that are using it and understand the product better.
Now, have either of you done a session here? Or
yes, I did training on Monday. I did a session on Tuesday and I have a session this afternoon.
Which, what is the session this afternoon?
Beginning plugins.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk a bit about CRM 2011. What's your opinions? What are some of the features you like?
Well, it's going to be a change. The user interface is more Office 2007-ish or above. So
okay.
You've got a ribbon toolbar. The UI has been flattened out a lot. And overall, I think it's going to be a good experience for everyone because it actually has more features that people have been asking for.
Right. Donna?
What can I say? It's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Microsoft has done a tremendous job with the product. The feature list is, you know, it's huge. There are a number of things that I think are great about it. The Outlook integration, it's like night and day.
Okay.
So it's going to be incredible for end users. Fewer clicks.
Right.
You open up an entity form or something. You can do customization directly from the form. You can, view the other list of accounts, for instance,
that are
in the grid directly from that form. It's amazing. It's done a great job.
And are you getting a lot of buzz from the attendees to this event? Are some of them actually using the betas yet? Or?
A few are using the beta that I've been to, yes.
Okay. It is a sort of unique version because obviously version 4 was focusing on a lot about the back-end platform, multi-tenancy and so forth. So now obviously there's a huge focus on the client side.
And that's visible. It's definitely evident in the product that's where the focus has gone.
So certainly, if anyone's watching this, I mean, what would be your encouragement to get them to sign up to join the CMUG and obviously attend next year?
Yes.
Any final words to those guys, people who aren't currently part of the CMUG?
Yeah, go out to the CMUG.com, and you should be able to find the sessions that were here and find membership information. And they also have a presence at Convergence in April in Atlanta as well.
Okay, so CMUG will actually be at Convergence next year.
And I would just say do it. Get out there and do it. If you want to talk to other end users, you want to talk to domain experts face-to-face, meet people, get an opportunity to interact with the Microsoft product team, influence the next versions of the product, then CRMUG is where you need to be.
Excellent.
And in addition, they do have local chapters, so it's not just an annual meeting and a virtual group. It's actually each part of the country has a series of users groups around, so you can actually meet face to face with your peers.
All right, because I know there was one in Colorado.
We have one in the Dallas, basically the Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana area,
North Carolina, Kentucky. Canada area.
Oh, so it's spreading.
It's really expanding.
Oh, so it's a great opportunity to meet with your peers and just sit around the table and swap ideas.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Mitch and Donna, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today, and we'll see you at Convergence early next year.
Great. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time, John.